When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. All right, let's pray to the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege it is to come into your presence, to be able to speak to you, to ask for mercy and ask for grace to help in time of need. And Lord, this is a time of need because we need you every day. So Lord, we're asking for your grace. And Lord, there is no doubt specific needs in individual lives and hearts today. And Lord, the greatest need is if there's anybody here who does not know for sure that they have a home with you in heaven, if they were to breathe their last breath right here this morning. Lord, please help them to see the simplicity of the gospel and to trust you, Lord Jesus Christ, to be their Savior. And Lord, I pray for your children, Lord, those who are saved and have that assurance. I pray that you would please, as a loving Father, as our loving Father, Lord, that you would provide for our needs. You would speak to us. You would give us the truth that we need to hear, whether it be encouragement or chastening. Lord, you know what's best, Lord, and I pray you would please bless and work through the preaching. Please help me as I preach, Lord. Please may it be your message. Let me be just the servant that delivers it. And I pray we would have ears to hear, and we would have soft hearts that would receive the word, and then that we wouldn't deceive ourselves by just being hearers and not doers. Lord, help us to go out the door being doers of your word, lest we deceive our own selves. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If you're taking notes, the title of my message this morning is called, Who Will Go? Who will go? And we are looking, we started off here reading in the book of Acts, and it's funny, the things that you kind of take for granted, or maybe you just kind of skip over when you're used to reading things in the Bible, or used to having conversations about Scripture, about the Christian life. You know, sometimes it's easy to skip over the title here of the book of Acts. The book of Acts is exactly what the title says it is. It's a book of actions. It is the actions of the apostles that the apostles took in obeying the Lord's last command to them. And what was that command to them? It was to go into all the world and preach the gospel. That was the command to them. And as we read through the book of Acts and on into most of the New Testament, that's what it is. You are reading about real people, real men and women that are simply obeying what God said. The Lord said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what we're doing. So we are reading just accounts of different people and what they're doing and how the Lord is using them and working through them and the great miracle, the work that God is doing to save people, and after they're saved to be established and grounded as Christians as they gather together in churches and they continue on doing that work. That's what we're reading about in the book of Acts. In that there are two keys, two things that were critical to that work happening. The first of those is the Holy Spirit. Look in chapter 1, verse 8, it says, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now a witness, if you think of a courtroom, a witness is simply somebody who says what they've seen or says what they heard or what they saw happening. They're just reporting what was personal to them. The Lord said to the disciples, "Ye shall be witnesses." not just in your hometown, but throughout the whole world. Amen. And when we look at that, we think that can be overwhelming, the size of that job. Yeah. And we might think, well, how can we do that? And, you know, the apostles thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. They went and hid. They're like, we're going to hide. But the Lord didn't say, ye shall be witnesses. He started with the start of that verse says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The key was Jesus Christ said, I'm leaving. I've been here on the earth and I have to leave. I'm going to heaven, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without God. And God the Holy Spirit came. And God the Holy Spirit came and indwelled them and stayed in the hearts of the believers so that they could have power to carry out the commission that God gave them. They weren't on their own. They didn't have to trust in their own abilities. They didn't have to trust in what they thought they could do. They had power from God. They were going to receive the power of the Holy Ghost to have the boldness to preach, to have the wisdom to know what to say, to be able to go and to do the work that God had called them. Because without him, it's impossible.
That's right.
We cannot go into all the world and preach the gospel. We need him. You know, without him, we can't breathe. By him, all things consist. We need the Lord for every single thing. So never think that you're...